Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hour number two of Gwen and Chris is underway. Chris Ello in Fresno. Tony Gwynn Jr.'s camera staring at the door. Matt Scravey sitting right here. That was a good Padres pen pals, guys. I really felt that one.
It was angry.
It was angry, and I like getting to read it like that. I like getting to read it in the angry tone. Chris, your game tonight starts at what time?
We have a 6:30 tip-off tonight.
A 6:30 tip-off. So you leave at 4:30. And you just
The bus leaves at a little before 5, but I need to obviously get down there.
So what did you do this morning?
Breakfast. Kids had a practice, I think, from 11 to 1 or so.
But what did you do?
I prepared for the show.
Okay. I just wanted to see if you were walking the streets of Fresno or something.
I did. I actually took a walk this morning. So I was walking the streets of Fresno this morning as okay. well.
What's the weather like? Is it hot?
Hotter than when I walked. It was quite chilly this morning. Mm. But the sun has come out.
All right.
Have you ever been to Fresno for a baseball game, Tony, when you were in the minor leagues?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Played the Grizzlies a couple times. And you know what I remember
about
there?
What
I remember about playing in Fresno, A, is that I faced Brett Bochy, who was a little kid when I was running. We were both little kids, but he was younger than I was. And so facing him in Fresno was something I remember. I also remember that one of the groundskeepers made some bomb carnitas. And, like, for whatever reason, he was willing to share. I came in, it was like after a game, was rolling, walking back to the hotel. You know, carnitas has that very
distinct, delicious smell. Yes.
And I kind of turned over and I was hungry and I didn't necessarily want to stop. So I was like, hey, man, what you got going over here? And struck up a conversation. He gave me like 3 carnitas tacos to go.
Wow.
It was delicious.
Wow.
But yes, to answer your question, I have been in Fresno.
Tony and I are built of the same cloth, and I'm sure, Scraby, you would agree with this. If you ask me about what did I think of Naples, Italy, I don't remember a thing about Naples, Italy, but I had a really good pizza there one time.
It's always food related.
I mean, you ask me Chicago, I go right to deep dish. I go to the beef sandwiches. It's just that's the way my mind works.
The only time I've been to Europe.
Did you go to Hungary?
No, I didn't go to I didn't go to Hungary. But we were in Paris, and I got a croissant.
Oh, I'm sure those are great.
God. I don't know what we're doing here with our croissants, but it didn't taste like that.
Melt in your mouth kind of thing?
That's basically what happened. I don't even remember chewing. I just remember it being in my mouth and then like dissolving and just buttery.
Like a cotton candy type?
Oh, it was just...
Wow.
I'm getting hungry talking about it.
My mouth is kind of watery, too. I'm pretty hungry, I have to say. All right, let's get to the Daily Gambit before we get more hungry.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. Tony and I made some bets last night, so we'll review them now. First one was Louisville. Tennessee. We both picked Louisville. Tennessee was favored by 2.5 points. Didn't matter. You're the only 10 I see. 83-62. So, 21 points there. Next one, Abilene Christian at Arizona. Aztecs will be playing Arizona on Saturday. Tony went with Abilene Christian. I went with Arizona. Arizona favored by 33.5 points in this one.
This is ridiculous.
Arizona wins 96-62. 34 points.
Oh, my goodness. That's ridiculous.
I don't understand how they actually do this. Because it's been happening more and more that it's been 0.5 off. It's crazy to me. Next one. Salute to Veterans Bowl, Tony. Troy at Jacksonville State. Over under 49.5 total points in this game. We both went over.
What was I thinking? Jeez.
What was I thinking? It was well under. It was 17-13 Jacksonville State. 30 total points there. The Cure Bowl is actually happening right now. I'm not sure of the score. I'll check in just a second. The NBA Cup. Spurs at Knicks last night. Knicks were 2.5 point favorites. And I went Knicks, Tony went Spurs. Knicks won 124-113. And then the final bet was, did Wemby and Jalen Brunson combine for over or under 53.5 points? Tony went under. I went over. They combined for 43. So Tony wins.
Oh, wow.
I thought Brunson had 40.
No, I don't think he had 40, right?
Oh, that was a different game, maybe.
Let me look. Okay. You know, Scrabby's...
Oh, Old Dominion is winning right now. I'm going to go look right now. Chris, you can take over, and I'll let you know if something happens.
Old Dominion 7, South Florida 3. Yeah, that's big, big, big score.
Well, that was our
along.
Bet. That was our bet.
Oh, I see.
And I didn't think Old Dominion had a shot.
All right, Aztecs are favored by 24.5.
No, Jalen Brunson had 25.
Got it. Aztecs favored by 24.5 tonight over the Air Force Academy. We talked about everything that troubles Air Force. But I will add to this, Brian Dutcher said also that it is our time for our trip to the dentist. What he means by that is he hates facing Air Force because they run the Princeton offense with backdoor cuts, and they do all kinds of things that the Aztecs don't necessarily like to play against. Last year, the Aztecs beat them in overtime at Air Force.
And when you have the deep kind of defensive pressure that the Aztecs put on, it is susceptible to backdoors for sure.
Yes. I'll still take the Aztecs, though, based on Air Force's lack of experience.
I'm sorry, what was the spread?
24.5.
24.5, okay. I guess I'll go with the Aztecs.
You may. Tony, you going to be a Falcon tonight?
No, I'm not. Aztec for life.
Aztec women, I made up this spread, so you just have to take it for what it's worth. 8-point favorite tonight at Fresno State in the conference opener. Anybody want to go to Fresno State? They're 6-5. The Aztecs are 6-3.
No, I don't want to create bad mojo.
No mad mojo for you?
Yeah,
Tony?
Everybody going Aztecs? Everybody.
They got to beat 8.
Aztecs.
UConn men, 43.5 over Marquette. I'm sorry, UConn women.
I was going to say,
men
that
would be crazy.
Yeah.
UConn women, 43.5 over Marquette. Last night, UCLA's women were favored by 64.
That's insane.
Over Cal Poly. They won by 87.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, the odds makers weren't very good on that one.
No, they missed that one by a while. 115 to 28. I don't even know how you play again.
I don't know either. I don't think the... Anyway, it's not the conversation. Who's up?
I'll take... you can be up.
I'll take UConn.
You're going to give the 43.5.
They're just really good.
Yeah, they beat USC by like 30, and USC's good. I got to go UConn. I wish I couldn't, but I will. Tony, you want to try Marquette?
Yes. No, Sy. Oh. Give me UConn.
Sy, he says.
All right, if that's not enough points, maybe this will be. Texas women, named ranked number 2, 61.5 over Northwestern State.
Oh, that is the most directional school I've ever heard of. Northwestern State?
I'll take Northwestern
State. That is a crazy directional school.
Northwestern South University.
Where is Northwestern State?
Who knows?
Is it in, like, Washington? Louisiana. No, that Louisiana. Doesn't make any sense. They're not north nor west.
Maybe they are in the state of Louisiana.
They might be.
Maybe they are in the state of Louisiana. Chris makes a point there, but anyway.
Anybody want Northwestern State? I'm taking them.
Just I will too.
To yeah, shake it up. We'll all take them.
We're all taking them. All right, we got some really... I know the Old Dominion South Florida game has people on the edge of their seats, but wait till tonight. 68 Ventures Bowl. I don't even know what that is. Delaware favored by 1.5 over Louisiana. I'll go first. I got to take Delaware because their name is the Blue Hens.
Yes, it is.
Tony?
Louisiana.
Louisiana's the Raging Cajuns, mm-hmm. So it's a good nickname matchup.
I think the Raging Cajuns got the Blue Hen beat.
Going with the Louisiana.
I don't need a Raging Cajun attacking me. I'm okay with the Blue Hen.
I don't understand who you're picking then.
I'm going to go Louisiana.
Okay. One more bowl game tonight. This is the Xbox Bowl.
I love this one.
You should love this one. You can probably play it at home on your own console.
Maybe.
Missouri State, 1.5 over the Sauce State. Arkansas
Sauce State.
State. Yeah. Mizzou State against Sauce State. Tony, you invented the sauce. Mm-hmm. Are you picking them?
Yes, I am.
Park State. Scraby?
I am going to go with Mizzou State.
Could you really? Change that? It's not Sass State, dude.
Sauce.
That's not sauce either.
You didn't spell it right.
I spelled the word sauce out now.
There you go.
I'm taking the sauce for sure. One more. NBA back in action tonight. My Bulls have completely imploded, Tony. They've gone 4-15. Mm. Since starting the season 5-0, what has happened? Tonight they're home to Cleveland. Cavs favored by 5.5. Scraby.
I'm going to go with the Cavs.
Bulls are just a disaster all of a sudden. I have to go against them. I've given up hope. Cleveland. Tony?
Yeah, Cleveland.
All Cleveland.
Cleveland. All right.
Happy wagering, everybody, tonight.
All right.
But
nice show, Chris.
Be responsible. Don't bet any money you don't can't afford to lose, I think is the old saying.
That's absolutely, absolutely true. Thank you for right. that, Chris. All right, we're going to get the break. On the other side, well, we still have Sean Lewis at 340.
Yes.
On the other side, MLS is going to be revamping their divisions, and so we'll see where the SDFC end up. But... more so, I want to talk about how MLS is really trying hard to capture this American market with some of the changes that they're making. So we'll talk about that when we get back here on 97.3 The Fan. But first, here is your traffic.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I love this song. It's very whimsical.
Very Jim Carrey comes to mind. Oh, yeah. Played a terrific Grinch, as my man Chris Ello pointed out last week when we did that list?
On Friday, yeah.
Is Chris still with us?
Yeah, I think so.
Christopher?
Hi, Chris. We're still on the air. He's looking. He doesn't know we're on the air right now.
Why not?
Because he doesn't have his headphones in.
Ah.
So he's just sitting there staring.
I should stare back at the camera, see if he starts to
Hi, Chris.
Figure it out.
Nope.
He's just chilling there, looking at the camera, not paying any attention to us.
I don't know how he does it, because I would be panicked. I would be panicked that I'm not back yet.
Didn't I fall asleep during a break?
You did, but you weren't sitting in front of the computer.
I thought I had my headphones in, and I didn't.
You thought you had your headphones in.
I don't know if I've ever heard that one before.
Yeah, that's a new one. I thought I could. I was like, why can't I hear anything? So this is what you're dealing with, Scrab.
The end of
Can
the
I tell
year.
You?
This is the yeah. end of the year for sure.
Yeah.
Scrab, you teased some MLS news. And,
yes.
It is. Ooh, man.
What?
My headset has a short in it, so like when I touch the volume,
oh,
it like blasts out, and then it like kind of.
I've had those headphones for quite a while.
No. These ain't the headphones. Oh. Don't try to blame it on my headphones.
I was just saying it
sound like you were trying to blame.
I got the Dikembe Mutombo in my face.
Don't try to blame the headphones. Headphones are perfectly fine.
Okay,
and
fine.
They're new.
Okay, fine. All right.
MLS talking about making some changes. You talked about. Them trying to capture the momentum.
The American market, the momentum. What they're doing.
I don't know that they're trying to do that. I just think that there's some rule changes. It might feel like that to us because San Diego is just now becoming part of the MLS community as a whole.
I can buy that.
But it seems like there's these rules that are changing have been kind of long discussed and almost needed. They already are changing the season schedule, which will start in 2027, not this next year, but the year after, to kind of align with Europe and kind of how the other major leagues of the rest of the world are. This is kind of like the realignment that Major League Baseball is talking about, and they are moving forward with that as well. This is no coincidence. Will land about the same year that the calendar changes, and so the new divisions. I don't know what the names of them are at this point.
Well, they haven't actually done it yet.
Yeah,
but
this expected. Multiple sources expect that this is going to be announced. Basically, San Jose would move out of the conference of San Diego. Right?
Yeah.
It'll be a Pacific Northwest. I guess San Jose is north enough. To find themselves
well,
there.
Well, it's really weird because the new proposal has in that division, I guess.
You got it right.
It goes LA Galaxy, LAFC, San Diego FC, Austin FC.
So it's a Southwest.
Houston Dynamo, FC Dallas.
It's a Southwest league. You could make that claim.
I guess, but like it's way faster, I think, to fly to Portland and San Jose than it is to fly to any of those Texas cities.
Yeah, but you can't make enough. You can't make five divisions if you are putting San Diego along with Portland and all those other ones.
Here's where Portland's at. They're in Portland, Seattle, Vancouver, San Jose, Salt Lake, and Colorado.
San Jose definitely gets the short end of the stick on that particular
division. Why can't Salt Lake and Colorado be in the one that the SDFC's in because they're above Texas almost? Like it, geographically,
is this really going to keep? Is this really going to keep you up at night?
Yeah, for real.
Is this
going to
be that
you,
big of a deal for you?
Are you
planning to be the media relations man for San Jose Earthquakes?
No,
anytime soon.
But what I'm saying,
why are you
is,
so concerned about their travel then?
I'm concerned. Carbon footprint,
yes.
Number one.
Yes.
Carbon footprint, number one.
Carbon footprint.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not concerned about the travel.
Kenny, why are you so worried about these divisions, Kenny?
Why are you calling me Kenny?
Karen, Kenny.
Because we can't call you Karen.
I actually wasn't worried about the divisions, but now that we're talking about it, it's not that hard to look at a map and put teams together.
Scraby, how would you realign it?
I just told you.
Okay.
I would put San Jose back in with the California teams. I would move Salt Lake and Colorado to the other
That's
side.
That's two teams. You need another one to replace. You can't have six and
Vancouver's
one and four
too,
and other.
Too far north.
Oh, my God, Scraby.
Scraby, let me ask you something. When you look at the NFL standings, does it drive you nuts that, like, Indianapolis and Jacksonville are in the same division when Jacksonville should be in there with Miami?
Well, that's...
This is different.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
It does.
How is it
does.
Different? Okay.
I think Jacksonville should be in the same division as Miami. But Miami, some of these are legacy divisions.
Oh, so now it's a legacy
MLS
thing.
It is.
I see.
It is.
Legacy.
It's a legacy division. AFC East. I mean, I remember when I was a kid... The NFC West had the St. Louis Rams and the Atlanta Falcons.
Did that bother you as much?
It really bothered me. I couldn't get it through my mind as a kid that the NFC West had the Atlanta Falcons in it.
Scraby, you wish you liked sports that much that you were paying attention like that.
By the way,
whatever.
Major League Baseball had the Atlanta Braves in the West as well.
And the Cincinnati Reds as well. So
both Atlantas were in the West back in those days.
I just don't know why these people just don't go look at a map and be like, these teams
just
in
the
division.
Of all of the problems in sports, we've got the NIL, we've got, you know. Things out of control.
This is the one that draws your eye.
This is the one that's holding you back.
I was actually meaning to talk about this in the way that MLS is at least trying really hard to conform to some of the American sports standards, and then we end up going here.
I would say one thing that I will agree with the MLS. Right now they have like 20 teams in one conference and 20 in the other. So when your team is in 17th place, it doesn't sound very good.
No, it doesn't.
So at least have a 5-team division. You know what I mean? The worst you can be is 4th or 5th.
Here's one that I agree with. Here's one of the proposed divisions I agree with.
Oh, no.
Chicago, Minnesota, St. Louis, Kansas City, Cincinnati, and Columbus. Those are that is 100,000% geographically sound.
Yeah, but you can't do it solely based off of geographics.
Why?
It doesn't always work
that way. It needs to have the right amount of teams in each division. So something's going to have to compromise unless you have decided to only create teams in your league based on geographical location and how it fits your proposed divisions.
Although,
I don't think that's how it goes, buddy.
This is not how I envisioned this segment going. What about this? They're taking DC United out of the East, and they have a big rivalry.
What?
They have a big rivalry with another team, New York and Philadelphia. So how do you feel about rivalries
being
broken up?
Hang on a second, Scraby. I need a minute to dissect that news that they're taking DC United out of the Eastern Division. I need a moment.
You know, on any given day, Chris could take this topic and do the same exact thing because he's as weird as me.
No. Don't put that on Chris. That
I'm going to put it on
that
Chris.
That is a Matthew Scraby issue for sure.
I
just don't get it.
All right.
Just look at a map, people.
Let's get to break. Long-awaited Sean Lewis interview coming up next. We'll get to talk to San Diego State's head football man when we return.
It's the best time of the year.
It is indeed. 3:35. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, soon to be joined by Coach Sean Lewis of the San Diego State Aztecs. They'll play their bowl game 2 days after Christmas. Looking forward to catching up with Coach Lewis. He's got some things working a little bit. They lose their defensive coordinator, Rob Orich, to Nebraska. Certainly have had to replace him at this point. We'll get into some more of that. We're going to check some traffic real quick and come back. 3:36.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
6 o'clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ellow, Matt Scraby. Chris, your technical difficulties all fixed up there?
I believe it's one of the – it doesn't seem to happen to you when you're in a hotel, probably because you stay at good hotels and I stay at lousy ones. But
that's I can't deny that. Stay at good hotels.
No, I mean, I think after 24 hours, they just take your internet service away without letting you know. And so everything collapsed on me there.
I think apologize. They let you know before – you sign up for it. It says it expires in 24 hours.
Well, it did. It expired.
Such
so
a jerk.
Why am I a jerk?
Well, that's, you know, and this is why it makes it so easy to make fun of him for caring where San Jose Earthquakes play.
Well, first off,
it's my joy to do that.
First off, I did not even think we were going to talk about that aspect of that whole thing at all.
Yeah, but once you got your opinion off about how stupid it was that they were going to be changing divisions, it was like low-hanging fruit. We had to like go down that path.
Yeah, I guess
I will tell you, Scraby, that there are you. I know you run into people out there who listen to the show, lots of them, like we all do, and we're lucky and we appreciate everybody out there. It's great to talk to everybody we get to, you know, to get to meet. But when you meet somebody, oftentimes they're saying, "Boy, Tony and Chris sure are mean to you."
Every time.
Right.
More when so Chris I meet than Tony, but...
Yes, right. But when I meet somebody, they go, "Wow, does Scraby make it easy for you to pick on him?" That's the angle I get from my side.
Those people are jerks.
I get both, honestly. I get why you,
get
are you guys
both,
so
right?
mean to
You're
Scraby.
In the middle, yeah. You're
and
in the middle. So.
You guys, it makes it quite easy. I love when you guys get on Scraby. I get that too.
You know, I don't. This has been a problem my entire life. I don't really think before I talk, and so
you
I get myself
say.
Into situations yes. that I shouldn't get myself in from time to time.
I could, you
as
know.
You like to say, you don't know what your mouth is doing.
Yes, that is actually very true.
You have literally said that out of your own mouth before.
I right. can't find it. I don't know. Oh, here it is.
I don't know what's going on with my mouth right now.
Where'd my dinger go?
Where'd my dinger go?
That's my favorite one. That's my favorite one.
I don't know
one.
Where that one came from either. But.
What about this one?
I am an idiot.
Yeah. Wow, with a little echo there at the end.
I think
too,
that's
that
Chris's
nice.
Headphones.
Oh, I was about to say, that,
no,
was a good little, that was a good little effect to it.
While we're waiting for Sean Lewis, where does Frosty the Snowman cartoon rank on your guys' list of Christmas movies?
I don't think it's on my list.
It's not even on the list?
It's on my list either.
I don't even think I could tell you one thing that happens in that
Same.
Particular
What
one.
Are you talking
Same.
About? You don't know the Frosty story?
Don't no. remember it. It's not at the forefront of my mind.
No. He melted and...
Yeah, I mean, that's about as far as it goes for me. He melted, and then I don't...
Corn cob
so
pipe?
Then is his carrot nose lying on the snow, or what
it's
happens
It's lying on
there?
The ground, yeah. Mm. It's very... Yeah. It's very unfortunate for him. But two eyes made out of coal, What about the?
I got to be honest with you. My Christmas viewing begins and ends with the Grinch. That's pretty much it.
I referenced your list earlier about Jim Carrey and how good he was as the Grinch. Pretty phenomenal.
Yes,
I must say,
love it.
All right,
still love the Grinch. I can still watch it.
Yeah, sounds like we're about to have Coach Lewis on here any second as I try to stretch this out to let Scraby finish his long phone call. He is ready to roll. Joining us on Gwen and Chris is head football coach of the San Diego State Aztecs, Coach Sean Lewis. Coach Lewis, how are you? Thanks for coming on today.
Yeah, Tony, doing great, man. How are you guys?
We are well. First, we haven't got to talk to you all season, but we've been watching, as everybody else has. Congratulations to this point on a season. Well done. You guys will play in a bowl game 2 days after Christmas. And I believe at that point you can probably sit back and kind of look back on the year. Until then, still work to be done. How have you guys been with this kind of break you guys have been on?
Not much of a break. We've been working to retain our roster. We've had some tremendous support from the community as we finish our climb matching campaign to be able to have the resources that we need, Tony, in this day and age of college football. Then we've been on the grass getting better. We've had some great developmental practices. We started to turn the page a little bit, started doing some bowl prep for the Mean Green yesterday. And it's been good, man. It's been good to be at work and to have this opportunity to continue to move the program forward. With the bowl opportunity and excited, you know, for this great challenge that we have here on December 27th.
Sean Lewis, such an amazing job this year. Look, 3-9 to 9-3 speaks for itself. I want to congratulate you personally and your staff. And at the same time, unfortunately, I'm going to throw a little shade at Notre Dame. But while they were whining about missing out on the college playoff, I didn't hear that from you and San Diego State after you missed out on what I think could have very easily been a shot at the Mountain West Conference championship game. I think you guys showed a lot of class. I think your team, your organization, the school took it. You weren't happy about it, but you're doing the best you can with it. Talk a little bit about, you know, that whole process and how I'm sure it was disappointing when you first heard.
Yeah, Chris. I mean, obviously, right? Like you have tremendous work that gets done as you move through the year. And, you know, we played a really, really close ball game last time we were down in Albuquerque and we came up close, you know, we came up short with it all, right? So, you know, as much as this game has changed, there's still at its heart, it's still here to help young people grow. And as we all move through life, we all know that we're going to have adversity. We all know that we're going to have change. And so to me, like, when we came up short, there's lots of things that we controlled that we didn't do a good job of, that we need to coach better, that we need to execute better. And so instead of, you know, being a victim or playing that card, like, that's not who we are. That's not who we're going to be. Like, there's no victims here, you know, on the Mesa. There's no victims here in our facilities and in our program. And so, you know, I thought it was really important as we continue to move forward, right, that – hey, like, what can we control? Let's get back to work. And we have another opportunity that created extra time with this special team. And let's go maximize each and every single one of these days that we get to spend together, that we get to go compete again, that we get to improve. And, you know, hey, like, that's fuel for the fire for next year. Yeah. I don't know any other way. Like, one of our non-negotiables is we don't blame, we don't complain, and we don't defend our bad behavior, right? So, like, not going to say something to the kids that we said since day one and then go and, you know, cry about something that we could have controlled by just playing better and getting a win. Then we control our own destiny and we're not in this spot.
Coach Sean Lewis joins us, Aztec head football coach. And Coach Lewis, one of the things that I admired watching this season was in your first season, you guys go 3-9 and we'd watch you come on and be pretty consistent in how you talked about the following week. Fast forward to this year, you guys go 9-3, and the thing that I enjoyed most was there was no change in your tone and how you talked about the previous weeks. Was that the upcoming weeks of the season? Was that intentional as you guys moved out of that 3-9 season? You went into this 9-3 season. Was it intentional to kind of just be the same guy every single day?
Yeah, Tony, I mean, like, I've been fortunate to have this opportunity to take over in this chair, and we got a great group of people, most importantly, players and staff alike, that buy into our process. And, you know, I know it's coaches cliche speak a little bit, but like, right, process over results. Like, regardless of what the results were, whether it was 3-9 last year, it's 9-3 this year. Like, I know our process works, and I really value consistency and how people show up, like the emotional consistency that people bring to the building, that they're adding positive energy, and that, you know, they're never too high, they're never too low, that they truly have purpose and intent behind what they do. And, you know, again, like, I think it's important that we as leaders in college football, and me as the leader of Aztec football, like, model and show what that standard is each and every single day that I acted out, right? And so, you know, I mean, hopefully we have a tremendous year one of these years, right, that we're building towards, where we go undefeated and we win a championship. And, you know, hey, we're jumping on the radio and you're like, Coach, you're still the same dude, man. Like, you realize you guys ran the table and won the national championship? And I'm like, yeah, shoot, we're behind in recruiting. Like, we got to go. We got to go do the next thing the right way, you know?
Well, you might be the same if you win the championship, but we won't be, Coach. We'll be, we'll be jumping up and down and going crazy. Look, you've made it so much about the team, and that, again, is part of the, I think, the secret sauce for you guys. But Chris Johnson was a guy that was able to step out a little bit to be second-team All-American. Unbelievable accomplishment. I think he could have been first-team. Missed the one game. And, you know, we all saw how much we missed him when he didn't play there in Hawaii. But talk a little bit about his commitment to the program. He came back, you know, for you for another year. And what having a player accomplish what he did does for you guys going forward.
Yeah, I mean, Chris is a tremendous individual, right? And Chris will be the first one to tell you that all his individual awards are team awards. But Chris is a unique player, a unique young man. He showed that in his commitment to the program and the belief in our process, you know, 12 months ago. And then, shoot, when the spring portal opened as well, people were trying to, you know, steal him away from us because they know his talent and character and ability that he has. And I tell you what, it obviously worked out great for our program. And now it's something that we can point to, you know, where there's real proof of concept about the development that we're going to have, the growth, you know, in our young man. And for him, you know, to be invited to the Senior Bowl, we're able to speak to that, right? To where all your dreams, you know, can happen right here at San Diego State. You don't need to go chase a logo. You don't need to go chase a different opportunity. I mean, the grass is greenest where you water it. And Chris showed that, man, being loyal to the soil here and, you know, being with the team that, you know, believed in him and the program that believed in him first and foremost, and seeing that through is really, again, a testament to him, you know, his family that raised him. And, you know, what's great about it now is he moves through to the next chapter and the next process of, you know, postseason draft process. Like, there's not a red flag that he has to answer or a question that he has to answer about, hey, why'd you leave? You know, and I think that speaks and that resonates with the NFL organizations, right? And when they're making decisions of who they're going to invest in, like, hey, this is a guy who's going to be loyal to the organization and loyal to the team, and a guy that the community can rally behind because he's shown that character and the way that he makes good, sound decisions. So, yeah, really happy for Chris, his family. And I agree with you. I'm hard-pressed to know who these other corners are that are better than him, because he's a true difference maker. And in my ballot, he's first-team All-American all day, all day.
Coach John Lewis joins us here on Gwen and Chris, Aztecs head football coach. And Coach Lewis, one of the things you're tasked with, aside from helping these young men, you know, advance on the football field, advance in life and prepare them for life, is you're also tasked with bringing in good help, you know, good coaches alongside yourself. You lose a good one in Rob Orrich. He heads to Nebraska. That's got to be somewhat of a bittersweet thing, because obviously you bring guys in because they're good at what they do, and eventually if they continue to do that, teams are going to come calling, but you also have to replace someone that was pretty valuable to the ball club this year. How does that go about, and tell us a little bit about his replacement.
Yeah, I mean, so obviously this whole thing, right, of college football in particular is – always has been, always will be a talent acquisition business, right? Like, whether it's the retention of talent, like we just talked about with Chris and Trey and Tano and all the others that we were able to keep 12 months ago to build a special 2025 team, Well, the retention of your coaching talent and the acquisition of your coaching talent, you know, is equally as important. So obviously Rob was in-house a year ago and did a tremendous job, you know, with our edges and trade development, and then, you know, did a tremendous job a year ago taking over as, you know, the defense coordinator and leading us to elite levels. And again, just like the players, when they're balling out on the film, well, obviously other head coaches recognize around college football, you know, hey, someone's leading those guys and coordinating that defense. And Rob got a tremendous opportunity for him and his family. And, you know, again, you know the job that you signed up for. And I'm very thankful for what Rob and his family and Coach Manning as well, who came in and coached our edges for a year, you know, what they were able to do with us within our program, and, you know, happy for them and the opportunity that they were able to get. And as we move forward, you know, Coach Sumler's doing a tremendous job as our interim DC right now. I mean, everyone who's listening knows who he is and what he's about, and, you know, the loyalty that he has shown to this program and the way that he's built connections with the guys. He's been doing a great job in that role. And, you know, we're looking to have this thing kind of shored up here, you know, for the full-time position and who that's going to be going forward in 2026 here sooner rather than later. But obviously it's such an critically important role that we want to make sure that we get it right and that we just don't rush to a decision in that regard.
Coach Sean Lewis is with us from San Diego State. We appreciate the time, Coach. I don't want to keep you too much longer. And I want to say my guys there are going to be mad at me for asking you this, but this has been a theme with the coaches that have come on our show this year, Matt Johnson and Rob Arich, and I asked them both about it. So I have to know, is Demetrius Sumler thinking about shaving his head and growing a beard so that he can be one of the top coaches on that staff?
That's not a prerequisite. You know, I can't speak for everyone else, but I've just got some bad genes, or maybe it's the stress of the job, but I promise you guys don't want to see what this hair looks like if I try and grow it out, but I can't. So well, Meech can keep his style. He'll be good if it ends up being him.
Well, Coach Lewis, we appreciate you coming on and spending some time with us. We are certainly looking forward to seeing you guys perform a couple days after Christmas. Great year. Finish with a bang. And again, thank you for your time.
Yeah, guys, appreciate it. Thanks for the opportunity.
Coach.
Go Aztecs.
Go Aztecs. Coach Sean Lewis, head football coach of our San Diego State Aztecs. They will be bowling December 27th.
At the Mean Green. Playing the Mean Green.
Hey,
Tony.
At least they got their nickname. They weren't the team from down south, you know, or southwest. Oh, yeah. You know, they got the team
from up north.
They got at least their nickname thrown in there. So there's that.
Yeah, I'm looking at Demetrius Sumler right now. He's got the beard already. He's got to grow it out a little bit. But he would have to shave
to keep up
with the rest of the crew there at San Diego State. Matt Johnson, Rob Arich, and Sean Lewis. Honestly, if you didn't know them very well, it would be hard to pick one of them out from the other. Right?
It would be. It would be. I don't think you're going to have the same problem.
No.
with the interim defensive coordinator. All right. Well, we got a few more minutes before we get to break here. All guests on the 97.3 The Fan, join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Scraby.
I would like to compliment Ben and Woods for a second, because they have the extravaganza show on Friday, and all of us producers are texting back and forth about things, and Paul just told me one of the things that they did, obviously I'm not going to reveal, but they work extremely hard on this show. It's like a year-long process for these guys, but they got an interview with someone. It's pretty fun. So
that's awesome.
Tune in Friday morning.
Tune in Friday morning, 6 to 10 a.m. What?
Never mind.
They're all setting it up in the back.
I don't want to bring up off-air stuff, so go ahead.
Oh, you're talking about the video?
Did that response come after your mean video?
I didn't. It wasn't actually a mean video text, because Paul's never going to delete my videos on purpose. Braden's never going to delete my videos on purpose.
See, Scraby has to talk himself off the ledge so often. Like, he was going off about this video that was deleted. And in the process of him talking it out verbally, in a mean way, I think he kind of got back to where he is now, which is, all right, Woosah,
Usually I go from 0 to 5,000.
Which you did.
And then I go from 5,000 back to 0 very slowly. I decompress. So
there was a time where that decompressing part didn't happen.
No, but no one's deleting. It was a glitch in StreamYard, so...
So you found
everybody.
The video?
No, the big five video is gone, but we still have the audio.
All right. 4 o'clock hour on the way. Chris versus the fans, 833-288-0973. We're going to Chris.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.